Movies have a rating system. So do television shows and rock and roll CDs, but not books, and certainly not book reviews. If Susan Minot's new novel, Rapture, were a movie, our reviewer, Alan Chews, advises us it would be X-rated. What he has to say about the book, however, is R.
A Friday afternoon in June in an apartment in New York City, two 30-something lovers, former colleagues in the film business, are engaged in an extended act of graphically described fellatio. He is Benjamin, a director who's lived off his girlfriend Vanessa for some years now. She is Kay, a director's assistant with whom Benjamin has had an on-again, off-again affair ever since they first worked together on a movie in rural Mexico. As Kay works her ways on him, the she-thought-he-thought narrative bounces back and forth between the pair, allowing the story of their painful and confusing but not untypical affair to unfold. Years flash by in their minds as we hear about how they met, how Benjamin frequently cheated on his girlfriend Vanessa with the smitten but befuddled, though otherwise extremely intelligent Kay, how Kay struggled to be rid of him, took other lovers, but kept her door open to Benjamin, and how movies, this is the really interesting part of Susan Minot's intelligent take on love and desire, how movies appeal to them both because of their consoling qualities that offer a vision of, as Minot puts it, dramas resolved and complexities explored. Minot does explore with some success the complexities of sexual states of mind and body of both men and women, and there are occasional images fleeting and beautiful, such as when Kay hears a dove cooing out the back window of her apartment, and she feels an affinity to the song, and as Minot writes, to the vibration in her throat. But nothing much really gets resolved in this story. Their little sex act comes to a conclusion, while you get the impression that their pathetic love affair is going to go on again and off again forever.
The book is Rapture by Susan Minot. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.